Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Staycation setup time. Can we say good morning to Jamie?
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Ms. Jamie, what's going on with Aaron?
I need help over here.
Okay, obviously you're calling a radio show. So what happened?
So the other night, my boyfriend was sleeping, and I could hear his phone kind of tweaking. It was dying, so I just went to plug it in. And when I was, I saw, like, three notifications from three different girls that had added him back on Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And one of the girls was named, like, Sierra, and she had all these dirty emojis next to her name. And I literally...
Wait. What is a dirty emoji?
Just, like, you know, it'll be, like, the wet sign or like the eggplant.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. That's a good weekend.
And so I didn't know what to do. Like, I was ready to just wake him up and just go at him right there.
Yeah.
Right.
I waited and I kind of thought about it, and then I just couldn't wait any longer. So I asked him, you know, I confronted him about it. He denied it. You know, I'm like, I'm not stupid. You know, I saw it with my own eyes.
Who did he say that these Snapchat users are? Because I'll tell you that sometimes on Snapchat, like, I'll get random women that'll send me snaps, and like, I'm like, oh, honey, you are barking up the wrong tree. I do not. It usually is just a spam account.
He's saying that it's stuff that he sent out before we met, and that just now they're adding him back.
All three at the same time?
Exactly.
Huh.
Like, oh, what timing on that? And like, we've been together for 8 months. We moved in after like 2 months, and everything's been going good, but this is like a huge red flag, obviously, and he's denying it.
Yeah, but is there anything else that you feel like is happening in the relationship? Like, is he still just as affectionate as before? Is he still paying the same amount of attention to you?
I just see a little bit of a drop down. I wasn't trying to read into it, but now that I saw this, I'm reading into it.
Oh, okay. Maybe he just likes eggplant.
Well.
Or maybe that's just her Snapchat name, and like, it has nothing to do with him. It could be either.
Right. I feel like grown-ass man can't have an eggplant anymore.
He's oh, different. Stop it.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the staycation setup, Miss Jamie. We're going to call up Aaron, offer him a free romantic weekend at a hotel, and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we would love for him to say your name, Jamie. If he doesn't, he has some explaining to do, and we give you our show at that point, okay?
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got that staycation setup coming at you. Don't move. It's Morning Mess. Okay, Morning Mess is back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Jamie. She let us know she thinks her man Aaron is cheating on her. You know, his phone's blowing up,
mm-hmm.
and she sees his Snapchat, mm-hmm. and she says it's a few girls with certain emojis. Jamie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Jamie, the emojis you saw from the snap are what?
Like the wet thing.
The wet
the
thing?
The eggplant.
Maybe he likes swimming.
Oh, my God.
Eggplant. Maybe he likes that in a salad.
The lips.
The lips.
The okay sign.
Okay. So you definitely think he's sneaking up on Snapchat trying to get some from someone other than yourself?
Yeah, these are dirty girls.
Oh, my God.
Is there any other type? Okay.
Hey, okay, we don't know this. There's only one way to find out.
All right, so what we're going to do is do the staycation setup, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say your name, he's caught up and the show's yours. Okay, Miss Jamie?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Very welcome. Yeah, she's sounding
so good. She's over it.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Aaron?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Aaron, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. And I was calling just to congratulate you on being our winner.
Is this like a timeshare kind of thing? Or do I have to watch a video or a... go to sales seminars?
Not at all, sir. It's really simple. You stay with us in our new establishment in the North Scottsdale area, review us on Google and Yelp, and you're good to go. Just because we're so new, we're trying to get your help to build our presence online.
Oh, gosh. It sounds too good to be true, but I mean, if it's free, I'll do it.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. If you have questions along the way, feel free to ask, but I have a few for you. So my first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, Aaron, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you want that note to say.
Do I have to actually leave a note? You know, I honestly don't know her that well yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we can postpone the note till a later time. Then my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need to get your guest's full name to continue.
Her name is Connie.
What the hell is going on?
Aaron?
Yeah?
Yeah, so legally we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Who the hell is this girl? What the hell's going on with you?
Are you kidding me? Jamie, what are you doing?
Yeah, Jamie.
You called a radio station to get involved in our relationship?
Dude, you're lying to my face.
Yeah, how is it stupid if you're the one that actually was trying to step out on the relationship? I'm confused about that. You're cheating on your girl.
No, I'm not cheating on my girl. I haven't done anything.
Yet.
Yeah.
Come on.
How can you say you're not doing anything?
I can't believe that I've been ambushed. And
come on. Just answer the questions we're asking. Is that one of the girls that you added on Snapchat?
Because she's a friend of Caroline. You know Caroline. So that's
such a lie.
You need to stop saying girls' names that aren't your girlfriends, honey.
He's suffering from it. How long have you had liabetes?
Oh, come on now.
Type 1 or type 2? What are we thinking, Miss Jamie?
This is ridiculous. Are you just fully cheating on me? How long has this been going on?
Or partially.
No, I'm not cheating on you.
How do you
Jamie,
expect me to
everything
believe
I've,
you?
Everything I've done for you, you should be grateful you're with me.
Whoa! What the hell? You're never getting her back, bro.
You can cheat on me because you have money. That's how it goes?
In Scottsdale, it does.
Bye.
I pay for your place. I pay for most of your bills. I mean, if anything, you should just shut up.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Wow. Aaron, listen, no, you're not going to be talking that disrespectfully to anybody on this show, especially to your girlfriend. If you're paying for bills or whatever, that's because you chose to do that. She is not choosing to be in a relationship where she gets cheated on.
You're disgusting.
I am not cheating on her. And you know what? Jamie should just stay in her lane, and you guys should stay in your lane,
okay,
too, and stay out of my
lane. All right, with that said.
You're about to be in a lane all by yourself.
Okay. Aaron, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so we can hang up on your dumb ass. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe you just said another person's name.
Everything else that he said after that, my God, girl, I am so sorry.
He's so disgusting. Unbelievable.
Good riddance. Now he's not in your life anymore. You can move on.
Like I always said, and I am the wise man. A wise man always said, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
Mm-mm.
Jamie, you got that plan B person you're going to call up?
Yeah, I'll be doing that tonight.
Oh,
hello.
Okay,
whoa. Well. Hello. Yo, it is. What time is it? Yep, it's that time.
What?
Jamie, I'll give you some words to live on, okay?
Oh, no.
Sometimes you got to risk it. Say it with me. Sometimes you got to risk it.
Sometimes I got to risk it.
To get the biscuit.
To get the biscuit.
There you go. Girl. Atta girl. Get out there in the world and go find some no biscuit.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.